Hi, and welcome to the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners here at EWR Digital.
And my name is Matt Bertram. I'm the lead strategist here at EWR Digital, and hopefully there's no feedback loop happening. I turned down my volume.
Welcome back to a fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is podcast number 532. We've made it to 532. You're probably not
That's pretty awesome, Chris.
it's a lot of podcasts. We are broadcasting live here from Houston, Texas, and Matt and I are like working on becoming and understanding crypto at the marketing level. Like,
yes, that is absolutely true. We're setting up some nodes with our hosting company,
Co-Hosta. Got some mining going on.
Yeah, we got some miners going on. We're doing a number of Web3 stuff. We're getting into the metaverse. Yeah, we're Web3-ing it out.
It's kind of what we have always intended with this podcast is we work hard to stay on top of whatever trend. And frankly, in the crypto space, you really need to play around with it so that you can have some good advice and ideas to support it. I think there's some company has purchased some massive property inside the metaverse and they're going to run concerts there. And like, that's, you know, marketing. That's marketing strategies. That's marketing in the metaverse.
I am launching a crypto podcast this year.
Cool. Yeah. Good.
So I don't know the name of it. I don't have any details yet. But I have a number of people that I've connected with in the space that I will be interviewing. So more to come on that. So,
well, very cool. I can't imagine anything else than for you to also write articles on crypto, because the article we're covering today is from Search Engine Journal and written by none other than you. So I can imagine that you're going to be writing some crypto articles, and that's cool. Like, you're becoming quite the prolific content generator.
Well, you know, content generation is key, and we're establishing ourselves as a fixture in the marketing space with a number of clients, and we've been bringing on a number of different people, and I've had more time. So,
you know, you said content, and this has been a stock phrase for so long. Content is king. And I was having a discussion with a mutual friend of ours, Nolan Davis, and he does videos and big networking events. He holds a Guinness World Record, like just kind of a phenomenal guy. And we kind of came to the conclusion that, you know, content isn't really king. Content with distribution is king. And you said it a different way, which is content is king, queen is distribution, and the queen wears the pants in the family.
I did say something like that, yes.
Which I also like.
Well, that is a lot of one of the things that we're focused on too. So not only for clients generating very, very high quality content, but also syndicating that content out and repurposing that content, or as like digital marketer would call it, splintering that content out and then utilizing that in other ways and on multiple channels. And so that is really one of the things that we're doing, is really focused on high quality content creation and then using that on different mediums. So,
excellent. All right. So let's jump into this article. Before we jump into the article, I do have to ask that if you like the content you find on our website, please write us a review. Hopefully you can make that review five stars. We need to get back in line.
I think that we did good there. That was pretty syncopated.
And the best way to do that is just go to ewrdigital.com/review. And that will take you right there. It's super simple. Leave that 5-star review. And also, if you're watching or connecting on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe. That includes you, Patrick Lopez, who's connected to us on YouTube. Like, is that YouTube? That may be Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah. We're broadcasting this live on multiple channels for those that want to get it. And I'm looking at Twitch, Chris. I know you said not to look at Twitch, but I'm super interested in what's going on Twitch. And so we may be broadcasting on Twitch as well. So,
Yes. And if because Patrick is definitely on Facebook, he's confirmed it. Also, the icon next to his name confirms it, which I couldn't see earlier. If he was on YouTube, he would be clicking the subscribe button and clicking the notification button and making sure he gets all the latest content. This article, again, is by Matt. Well done. Enterprise SEO for WordPress: plugins, tips, and proven tactics. Let's jump right in. Like, so first off, a lot of people use WordPress, right? And apparently the number is like 39.5% of the world's websites are on WordPress. It is the leading content marketing system on the planet. It runs things like Sony, Microsoft, and TechCrunch. So it's an impressive and enterprise-level piece of software. I think that's really important.
Chris, fun fact.
Yes.
Matt, who invented WordPress, is from Houston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And not only that, in Houston, I went through like the Houston Business Journal, and I looked at like the top, companies from like 20 million to like 100 million or whatever, the majority of them were actually using WordPress as well.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. So that's, I think, a misconception that people are using like .NET or Magento or some of these other sites, depending on what they're used for. WordPress is still an excellent option. And there's a ton of companies that are still using WordPress.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to get that out there, and we'll probably belabor that point at some point as we continue, because it's absolutely true. This is open source software that can support enterprise level websites. And it started out as a blogging platform like 10 years ago. Apparently, the guy who created it lives here in Houston. It's now
not anymore, but he was in Houston.
Is from Houston.
He was dating a girl in Houston not too long ago, like a couple years back. So okay. We haven't like kept up with each other, but yeah. So
30 million enterprise WordPress websites are live on WordPress. There are many benefits, but at the top is how it can contribute to your SEO strategy and building trustworthiness, credibility in the search results. So let's dig into the top reasons WordPress may be right for your enterprise and the tips you'll need to make it a success. By the way, I don't know if you want to pull this live, but there's a good graph of the increase in utilization of WordPress.
Well, so yeah, let me shrink my screen here a little bit to pull it up, but it's interesting, right? So we actually created these images. We're really recommending that you put custom images in blogs, but it says image created by author.
It can't say image created by EWR Digital.
Nope. And I think if you can hear some music going on, just
started
on.
Randomly.
So I'm going to share my screen here for those that can see this image created by author, and then you can see the growth there. So let me now find my
search for the music. All right. So is WordPress good for enterprise? I think we've covered it, but let's jump into it. WordPress is open source software, so your business has access to endless designers. And this is really going to be like, why do we believe WordPress is good for enterprises? Now, it's hard. And this was way back. We made a decision at one point where we're using .ASP Classic to generate websites. And we made the decision to move to WordPress because, one, a lot of people had questions about, hey, I want to be able to manage it themselves, right? Well, one of the things that's interesting about that is a lot of people want to be able to manage it themselves and ultimately never manage it themselves. They never do anything. And frankly, normally when they do, they mess it up. And that's usually from the perspective of uploading photos that are too big. But at that time, when we're making that transition, my thought process was, well, we could do ASP.NET, right? That's one. There's lots of other ways you could have gone down. And I don't remember all of them right now. But ultimately, the reason I decided WordPress was two, it was easy enough that we could, in fact, if we needed to, hire a high school student to work on it immediately. And that is actually still true today. we're not talking complex changes. We're not talking theme level changes, but they could get on and add content, remove content, you know, do grammar.
That's something that we do a lot with people in-house is show them how to update maybe a portfolio or a blog or about us page. You know, easy changes that are not structural changes with, we're talking about text or adding some images. And then, you know, depending on that person's level of experience, we can teach them more advanced stuff. But we do a lot of like quote unquote corporate training where people in-house or people that have hired people to help them, maybe for like a small business, don't have to have extensive knowledge on WordPress, but can still get in there and, you know, make changes. Maybe, you know, uploading a blog is a little bit more complex, but still possible. And so, yeah, but I think that WordPress gives you the ability through like a visual builder on the back end to be able to do things. So it's not all done through code.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was so the other reason was, you know, people were like, okay, well, if you guys fall off the face of the earth, or if I just stop liking you and want to go somewhere else, when you think about WordPress and its accessibility, you can just go on to any platform that helps you find subcontractors or whatever, and you can find an innumerable quantities of WordPress quote unquote experts. So that was
I'd be careful of that, but
quote unquote expert. You might have to go through 10 of them to find one that is actually able to accomplish what you want to. But
kissing a lot, you'll kiss a lot of frogs.
Yeah, like
you kiss a lot of frogs, but you'll find maybe a prince in there.
I don't know the statistic, but I it would surprise me if there's any kind of digital marketing agency around that isn't able to work in WordPress. That would surprise me greatly. Next, the user community allows you to leverage best practices and implement them within your own system. So you're able to lean on all the experience people have from having WordPress sites and apply best practices to your own WordPress site. Here are a few reasons why WordPress is great for enterprises. We've got five of them here. One is ongoing support as opposed to proprietary systems that provide more flexibility. The ongoing support in this open source provides more flexibility and customization. Two, robust content editing experience with WordPress Gutenberg. That improvement with WordPress is great. And so you got a nice, easy interface to work with. Number three, high level security. Again, when all of these websites are out there, they're exposed to a lot of cyber attacks and they're hardened against those cyber attacks. And that hardening information is shared throughout the WordPress community. So you have the ability to apply that great cyber attack hardening to your own website.
Yeah. Can I do a shameless plug here for Cohosta?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So Cohosta.com, we've been onboarding a significant number of new accounts, and we are finding if you have an e-commerce site or you're a lifestyle business, there could be credit card skimmers on your website. And we've actually caught our security experts actually caught a zero-day hack or something like that, that the community has never found before. It was pretty complex. He called it pretty elegant. And these things are getting tougher and tougher. And you really want to have a lot of security or hosting or people that know what they're doing managing your website, especially if you're dealing with people's sensitive information.
Yep. So, and everybody needs a webmaster. And so Cohosta actually has that as a service as well, just somebody to kind of master your website, manage your website on an ongoing basis. Next, number four, scalable infrastructure. Again, it's open source. It's constantly being optimized. Even Gutenberg is an example of optimizing it for user-friendliness. And there's huge cost savings, right? You want to adopt Adobe or Magento or even HubSpot. You're talking about significant investment where here it's open source. You've just got to have the hosting and hopefully you're going to have a webmaster to make sure that the changes that you want done on your website are done correctly.
So a couple things on that point. We've actually run across a few enterprise companies that don't have enough infrastructure support internally for their website. I think that there's a debate between, okay, open source versus someone I can point the finger at and say, like, fix it. And I do think that a number of enterprise clients will go with that, and they're paying huge fees to do that. But I don't think that they understand that you still need internal infrastructure or people to do changes in management. And so when you look at it from a security standpoint, from a cost standpoint, it's very competitive. It's actually more competitive. Like when we provide bids, so we just want to bid for like, you know, 50 location company built their website. Guess what we built it in? WordPress. Well, our bid came in a lot lower than people that are going to have to pay those licensing fees, not just up front, but ongoing. So something to think about.
By the way, we are not sponsored by WordPress. Developers have downloaded over 81 million versions of WordPress. They have also created over 59,000 plugins and 9,000 themes. We are not in any way suggesting that there are 59,000 good plugins out there, but there are a lot of plugins out there, and there are actually a lot of good ones, just yes. Not all of them. WordPress benefits for your enterprise SEO strategy. So SEO is an essential part of your business digital strategy. Or it should be. I mean, we've worked with companies where the digital strategy that we're implementing for them at first, at least, is just like an add-on. Oh, yeah, we believe that we should be doing some sort of digital marketing strategy. Here's a little bit of money. Why don't you guys go play around with that? And I don't know if you want to speak to like what happens as they understand that we can actually deliver value and results and traceable results. There are attitude changes. Sometimes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you get a little taste of like what the power of SEO is and what it can do for you. Certainly rankings in Google can move a business's bottom line by 25% easy.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Easy.
Yeah. All right. WordPress SEO is well optimized to help you increase user engagement and boost rankings. You know, user engagement is very important ultimately for your rankings. It includes several built-in features that help you better optimize the site, but there are several plugins to establish authority, making establishing authority much easier. Here are seven of those plugins or tools that are built into WordPress. One is permalinks. Permalinks allows you to customize the actual links, and you can actually put keywords in the URLs for the particular pages. Of course, this is one of the key ways that Google identifies what the content on that particular page is. So very good. Next is metadata. So simple processes or automated processes. We would not necessarily recommend automated processes. Because you want to have kind of the human eye on the title, the meta description for every post or every page. Again, telling Google what's on that particular page. Images, optimize your images by using keywords in the alt tags. And we talked about that in the last podcast. And improve your page speed by editing the size. 24%, remember, and I like this stat, 20% of US web searches happen on Google Images. So optimizing those images is very important. Interject if you want to.
This was just so well written. I don't have much to add.
Next is user experience. Develop a well-designed site that enhances the user experience. Again, good for Google. And then site speed. Select the right themes and plugins to help maintain a fast-loading website for your web pages. That's also good for Google. We've got two more. Make sure it's mobile-friendly. So choose a mobile-responsive theme. Remember, Google is indexing mobile first. And then integration. There are lots of WordPress integrations. Some of them are G Suite, Google Analytics, ConvertKit, lots more. Lot of value there, and it can make your life a lot easier. Again, that's why we chose. Next, we're going to talk about top seven WordPress plugins and tools to help you become an SEO rock star. Remember, 75% of people are never going beyond the first page, the first search page, result page. And so having an optimized site is an absolute must. What's the most significant way WordPress boosts your SEO rankings? Plugins. Like, there's plugins that we're going to discuss here. There's seven that we're discussing. They're not all plugins, but we're going to jump into this. The first one is all-in-one SEO. Over 2 million users are using all-in-one SEO. It offers comprehensive toolkit, setup wizard for you to establish SEO settings for your website quickly. That checklist includes meta tag generators, titles, descriptions, rich snippet schema markup, and XML sitemaps. XML sitemaps is important enough. I think it's even mentioned all on its own a little bit later in this article.
Yeah. So like Rank Math, Yoast, all in one SEO, like you got like these, sometimes they screw up on the sitemaps, like when they generate them. So you gotta, that's one thing you gotta kind of check in and make sure everything's like working right. Cause sometimes it'll get a little finicky. So
be careful. Keep your eyes peeled. Number two, now this is not a plugin. This is just a piece of software that we've used, and it's powerful, and it's called BrightEdge. BrightEdge provides AI-powered, data-driven solutions to help you manage your SEO. You can leverage BrightEdge throughout every stage of content optimization. Keyword research, search demand, creating impactful content, and measuring results so that you can scale.
So Chris, like BrightEdge is basically like a bunch of different tools all put together in one. So you can start learning to use one tool, and like the data, you can, cut it multiple different ways, but it's like you can learn one tool, whereas some of these other tools you have to piecemeal, right? And it's like five different tools that you need to learn to work together. And then it has like enterprise level data associated with it. And, it's a good option. So
very cool. Number three, also not a plugin, and also more data, is SEMrush. It's one of the best SEO tools in the market with SEO, and they have a writing assistant tool that you can improve your existing WordPress content with targeted focused keywords to help you rank in the top 10 results.
Yeah. So SEMrush is maybe like a tier down from that. They have a lot of other
BrightEdge.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Like significant stuff. But there's a lot of things in SEMrush that I don't think people utilize. And they continue to add new tools in there all the time. And so there's just a lot of different sections that are really valuable. They have some really good training. I think it's a great tool. We use it. So wanted to include that.
Yeah. Next is a plugin. It's Yoast SEO. It lets you easily update descriptions, titles, social media images. It automatically creates an XML sitemap. Again, you mentioned be careful, review that sitemap. Yeah.
I mean, Yoast is good. I mean, they're probably like the gold standard when it comes to a lot of this. I feel like the plugin's a little bit heavy. It just takes a long time to load, and you can typically remove Yoast and speed up your website quite a bit. And again, it's a little finicky. So it's the gold standard though, as far as SEO tools go, and most agencies or freelancers utilize Yoast or maybe Rank Math or All-in-One or something like that. So,
yep. Next is a recent sponsor, Ahrefs. It's an all-in-one SEO tool that helps optimize your website, analyze industry content, and study your customers' top keywords to help you improve. Ahrefs provides inter-level support and unique features like multiple user seats, personalized custom support, daily updates, and more. And don't forget the tool that is really what they sponsored us for, AWFS, which was Ahrefs website tool.
Yeah. So what I would tell you is Ahrefs has made a lot of advancements in their tooling. It was mainly used for like off page, like looking at links and that sort of thing. They've started a 2.0 section where they've gotten really good as far as looking at trend lines, keyword research quite well, keyword rankings. It updates a little bit more regularly than Ahrefs. There's other tools that we're actually using that will update keywords daily and can do a lot of other things. But again, it's like you got to have a different tool in the toolkit for each things. And Ahrefs is a great tool. It's very affordable. They're adding new features. I really like what's going on over at Ahrefs. So,
And when you say very affordable, free, is it, that's considered affordable, right?
Free or like, let's say
on a paid tier,
$99, something like that. Yeah. So.
Next is NitroPack. This is a plugin. There's 1 million websites that are using NitroPack. This performance plugin can positively impact your SEO presence. It helps increase your speed score by up to 69%. Advanced features like caching, built-in CDN, that's a content delivery network, and HTML optimization to make your website fast. So that's NitroPack. And then I think it's finally, we've got Monster Insights. This is not, this has a plugin and it's data. So Monster Insights provides you with all the insights you need to improve search rankings by connecting Google Analytics to your WordPress site.
Man, you just sped through that NitroPack. NitroPack's awesome.
Yeah.
but all right.
Well, like, I got excited and so that it goes faster. So I read faster. I don't know.
It's okay.
Like funny how the mind works.
All right. Now, Monster Insights. I mean, look, data analytics and understanding what's going on with your website is absolutely key to making changes. That's really the power of, say, digital channels over traditional media channels, and also understanding the customer journey and user flow. And so getting accurate analytics is extremely important. And there's a lot of great tools to do that. And Monster Insights is one of them.
So. Yeah. And the wrap up Monster Insights, it's how it can show you how users interact on your site and connects e-commerce SEO. So some pretty good stuff coming out of there. And then you like went the extra mile in this article and added like this whole section that we're about to jump into, which is pretty awesome. It's more tried and true WordPress SEO best practices for enterprises. Again, 40 to 60 billion estimated searches in the US each month. Your enterprise needs to be focusing on page and off page SEO strategies. Again, real quick for our learned SEO audience, on page SEO includes creating valuable content, adding targeted keywords, having metadata on every page or post in the context of WordPress. Off page is SEO, building links on third party websites to improve your site's trustworthiness, relevance, and authority. So here are some off page SEO best practices. And you like were generous and included seven best practices. Use a dedicated focus keyword for each page, and include that dedicated keyword in key places on that page. That's number one.
Yeah. So to just speak to that for a minute, Google's looking for the best possible search for the best possible key phrase. Right. And if you think about it just from a simplicity standpoint, if you have ever had a sip of water and thought it was 7-Up or whatever, or Coke and thought it was tea, or if you've had something that's like watered down tea, right? Think about it like that. So you want, if you want Coke or you want whatever, you want all Coke, right? You don't want watered down and you don't want something else. So if you're trying to rank for something, you want to create some density and focus for that keyword and not add other things there, because Google's looking for each search, which there's, you know, 75% of all searches are new, but the reality is for a certain phrase or term, you want to be the most relevant answer. And if you start talking about other stuff, that's problematic, right? So you want to be really, really focused. And then there are certain things that the spiders look for. And, you know, that's how you do SEO.
Yep.
So
next, and this is related, right, to having the right content. It's right, valuable, and authentic content. And what you would add to this now, since you wrote it originally, is that's relevant to the search phrase you're shooting for, right? Well, like valuable, authentic content.
So one of the big things with content is you want to look in Google and see what's going on in the national conversation for that term and understand what you can add value to that or offer a different opinion. And, you know, the algorithm is going to keep getting better and better and better. And so, you know, you don't necessarily need to write content about a particular word and like optimize in there for a particular word. Include it naturally, write about that or adjacent topics and build contextual authority in that space or in that area by a number of different pieces of content, whether it be videos, blogs, images, whatever. And then you interlink them, right? Where it makes sense. And you're just organizing data in a positive way. And that is really the key to writing content. I think a lot of content is starting to be written auto-generated and not adding a lot of value. And if you know that Google's trying to index all information in the world, you want to add something new to that. Or, I mean, that's how you're going to rank higher, because you're going to give the best answer. So original, authentic, valuable content is absolutely key. Or why would Google want to show it, right? Yeah. That's why. So
provide a good experience to the Google user and Google will shine favorably upon you.
Yeah.
All right. Number three, choose a theme that supports SEO best practices. That's going to be true of almost every kind of legitimate or paid theme. So if you're kind of going to go on a budget and you want to use a theme, just make sure you do your research and make sure that theme has what you need from an SEO perspective. That's going to be things like ability to change headings, title tags, and offers you users a simple customer experience. Number four is select a plugin that develops an automatic Google XML sitemap. We talked about a couple of the SEO plugins and how those sitemaps, you know, make sure you keep an eye on them. You can actually get this deal, you can get that in a separate plugin, right? So you can actually go and just get a separate plugin to make an XML. And I believe there are some themes out there that will provide an XML for you as well. Number five, start building backlinks with other high ranking websites through content partnerships. Yes. Yes, do that. Number six, protect your, yeah.
So, I mean, SEO, what I really call it is like online PR, right? It's really online PR. It's online marketing, right? You're showing what you're good at or what you're doing, but also other people talking about it, other people linking back to you. It needs to be like a bow tie, like you're linking, experts are linking to you, you're linking to experts. And PR is certainly like that next level of SEO, but it's all falling into like online PR. And so high authority sites, referral traffic, where those backlinks are coming from, what the anchor text is, there's a lot of things that are really, really important. And looking at sculpting a backlink profile, not just on your site, but also off your site. And you have a lot of control on your site and you can move the needle and you can even rank on page. So you don't necessarily need off page, but as it gets more and more competitive, but also if you're an expert, people are going to link to you, right? And if you're writing good content, people are going to link to it. And so, and if somebody got recognized in like New York Weekly, went to the top of the business section for what we're doing with the transition to Web3, people are going to talk about it. They're going to link back to you. Like that, those things are part of natural PR, right? And yep, part of SEO. So,
absolutely. Next, this is number six, protect your site against third-party attacks using SSL, HTTPS, and plugins that really support the security.
And
of
Chris, I will say I've seen a lot of sites where SSL certificate is not on all pages. Like it's on some of the pages, like it's not on all the pages. And, you know, people are not maintaining their stuff, right? That's just the bottom line. Or if they're adding pages, they're doing it improperly or redirects to different pages that are not secure. There's a lot of this still going on. And that's why I did include, even though it kind of seems like a no-brainer, right?
Yep. So. Yep, absolutely. And then finally, take advantage of local SEO features by creating a Google My Business listing using localized keywords in your content. Using the right plugins is a great start, but staying on top of the algorithms, monitoring your traffic daily, and implementing SEO best strategies on a regular basis will help ensure you drive users back to your website, or so you continue to drive users to your website?
Yeah. So just a little bit on GMB, right? GMB is actually a different search engine, just like YouTube's a different search engine. And then Google wraps it all together. And it provides 30% of organic traffic. So it's absolutely important if you have a brick and mortar location or multi-location, and there are specific strategies for GMB. And we're running a lot of those strategies for clients. And we've seen, gosh, we're just about to put out a case study where we just got somebody into the three pack, and I don't know how much it bumped their business by. I don't want to misspeak, but it was absolutely significant, right? And so being in that three pack, doing things to rank in that area, and having a Google My Business is absolutely critical. And I think that this is really meant to speaking to maybe traditional businesses that through COVID have accelerated the move to digital. They're maybe not utilizing all these things that well, or they may even set up a Google My Business, but they're not doing much with it. They're not uploading pictures. They're not answering questions. They're not responding to reviews or garnering reviews. There's just so much you can do on the Maps or GMB platform, and it has really good analytics as well. And so it's something that I think a lot of enterprises, if they do have location or they're trying to drive people in store, that you can do. And then there's also new AdWords campaigns that help target and bring people in the store, and then you can track in-store visits. So there's just a lot of great things that you can do with digital marketing as technology advances, and Google's certainly the leader in that. So,
and you can count on us to continue to bring to you that like new techniques, new opportunities, new marketing strategies. Great article. Author. Oh yeah. That author's you. Enterprise SEO for WordPress plugins, tips, and proven tactics. Again, if you get some good value out of this podcast, we're pretty sure you do. Please go ahead and share it with three of your friends and leave us a review at ewrdigital.com/review. If you're interested in growing your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call EWR Digital for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. There is a custom profit plan. Just go to bestseopodcast.com and register for that. You get time with one of our internet marketing agents. You will like some of our best testimonials are just from that low cost plan. So go ahead and take advantage of that.
So Chris, I'll just talk about a little bit about our process, right? So our process is typically a discovery call. We'll point out some things. We'll make sure to leave you with some value. Typically we get into either a workshop or a consulting session where we can dig in a little bit deeper. That is typically paid. And then we, from that, can develop a very customized strategy for you that you can have someone else execute, or we could execute for you, but it helps us give you a better quote, right? Because a lot of times people are asking you to quote remodeling a house without walking in it, right? Without looking in the attic, without seeing if there's asbestos or, you know, lead pipes, or like, you don't know, right? And so it's really, and then we get to know you a little bit better. You get to know us a little bit better, and we take it slow. It's like we date before we get married kind of thing. And that has worked out excellent for us. And we certainly encourage people to do that. And if you have questions or you have referrals, also if you're a freelancer out there anywhere in the world, we are hiring. We're looking for good people. We have been growing a lot, and we're looking at bringing on new people. And so if you're out there and you want to be part of a bigger team and get some good experience, and you think you can bring some value, go to ewrdigital.com and apply. We would love to talk to you. So
that is, and it's a great place to work. Trust me, I know. all right. That wraps up our podcast. Until the next time, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now.